Think about the last time you waited in line for something you really wanted. Maybe it was a new restaurant everyone's talking about, or concert tickets that sold out in minutes. Now, flip that image. What if customers lined up for your business instead of you chasing them? This isn't fantasy. It's how oversubscribed businesses operate. They don't beg for attention or slash prices desperately. Instead, they create a reality where demand consistently exceeds supply, where saying no becomes part of their strategy, and where customers feel lucky to get in. This approach works whether you're selling software, coaching services, or handmade jewelry. The principles remain constant across industries and economic conditions, transforming how you think about business itself. Here's what most business advice won't tell you. The market actively resists your profit. It's not personal, it's economics. Markets naturally push toward equilibrium, where supply meets demand, squeezing margins until businesses earn just enough to stay open. Think of two coffee shops on the same street. One has a line out the door every morning. The other sits mostly empty. The busy shop charges premium prices and still can't serve everyone. The empty one runs constant promotions just to cover rent. Same product, same neighborhood, completely different realities. Uber demonstrates this principle perfectly. Despite billions in revenue, they struggle with profitability because their model allows supply to expand endlessly. More riders need cars, more drivers sign up. The balance never tips decisively in their favor. Compare this to California plastic surgeons in the 1980s, when qualified practitioners were scarce and demand exploded. They made fortunes, not because they were better surgeons than today's doctors, but because the math worked in their favor. By the late 1990s, as more surgeons entered the field, those extraordinary earnings normalized. The spiels hadn't changed. The supply-demand relationship had. Waiting for market conditions to favor you is like waiting for rain in the desert. It might happen, but you'll likely die of thirst first. The secret isn't competing better. It's creating your own market where different rules apply. In Hollywood, 160,000 actors compete for limited roles, and 99% can't survive on acting income alone. Yet Jennifer Lawrence commands $20 million per film because she became her own market. Millions of fans guarantee box office returns. Kylie Jenner built a billion-dollar cosmetics company through 120 million Instagram followers who formed her personal market. You don't need that scale to succeed. Rich Litvin discovered something counterintuitive. Finding 8 clients paying $80,000 each was easier than finding 800 paying $800. He built this exclusive practice by creating content, speaking at select events, and saying no to most prospects. When he launched 4PC, he limited it to 60 members, despite over 1,000 interested people, generating over $1 million in sales. Being famous simply means strangers feel emotionally connected to you. Your brain forms friendships through three factors: spending roughly 7 hours together, having 11 or more interactions, and seeing someone in 4 different contexts. This 7-11-4 formula explains why creating content across platforms builds genuine relationships with your audience. Taking something to your market differs fundamentally from taking it to the market. Your market eagerly anticipates what you'll do next. The broader market couldn't care less. Samsung rushed its 2014 smartwatch launch to beat Apple, shipping 800,000 units that flooded back as returns. Apple waited. They announced in September, but released gradually, featuring fashion icons in luxury magazines, partnering with Hermes, requiring pre-registration just to try it. This patience delivered 4 million sales in 2015, growing to 40 million within 5 years. No discounting, no excess inventory. Creating imbalance where buyers outnumber sellers requires choosing your strategic position. Innovation, offering something genuinely new. Relationships, building trust that stops comparison shopping. Convenience, reducing friction. Or price, lowering costs while maintaining quality. Amazon dominated through convenience, Walmart through price. Most successful businesses excel at one position. You can't be highly innovative and ultra-convenient simultaneously. Oversubscribed businesses offer something unique that defies comparison. Australian chef Pete Evans exemplifies this with his strong philosophy about healthy, unprocessed food. His beliefs polarize audiences intentionally. He serves those who share his values, not everyone. When you openly share your philosophy, you transform from commodity vendor into movement leader. People buy when conditions align and the environment stimulates action. Planning an Australian workshop from London, a Facebook group invited interest for 130 spots. Within 48 hours, 175 people registered. When tickets released, all sold out in one day, $100,000 generated before booking a flight. This demonstrated making demand-supply tension transparent and creating your own buying conditions. At Paris's Galeries Lafayette, customers queue for the exclusive Chanel section while street vendors desperately hawk similar bags nearby. People don't buy what others desperately want to sell, they buy what others want to buy. When businesses show desperation, constant markdowns, answering calls at all hours, accepting late payments, they repel buyers. The skill lies in making something available without destroying demand-supply tension. Nikki Beach Nightclub in Majorca creates spectacles when customers order champagne, using sparklers and music to make buyers feel special while enticing others. Most businesses chase new customers rather than celebrating existing ones. Oversubscribed businesses treat clients as aspirational individuals worth showcasing. Like Manhattan Studio 54 turning people away for dress code violations, oversubscribed businesses signal exclusivity. The iPhone launched during a recession at premium prices and sold out instantly. Steve Jobs understood that waiting builds hunger. He made people wait for information, release dates, and even outside physical stores. Jason Greystone built a successful trading business through radical honesty in an industry of exaggeration. While competitors promised easy money, he told the truth. Trading is hard, requires analytical thinking, needs substantial capital, and involves losses. This contrarian approach attracted hundreds of thousands of followers with virtually no marketing spend. Value comes from creating sophisticated ecosystems where everything works together. Oprah's success stems from interconnected shows, magazines, books, investments, and charitable work. The information age transformed value creation. Information shifted from scarce and expensive to abundant and free. Today's anxiety isn't lacking information, but drowning in it with too little time to implement. The new model? Give away information freely while charging for implementation. Matthew Michalowicz faced terrible timing raising $3 million after the 2001.com crash. Instead of directly asking for money, he created an easy first step, requesting expressions of interest with no obligation. After collecting $4 million in soft commitments, he called investors saying he was oversubscribed, prompting them to quickly commit the full $3 million. Breaking large sales into smaller, low-risk steps moves people forward naturally. Neighbors now receive completely different content based on personal data profiles. A yoga-practicing mother sees different ads than her elderly neighbor. AI analyzes everything from smartwatch data to micro-expressions, enabling eerily accurate product suggestions and testing hundreds of ad variations to find what resonates with each audience. Everyone has an unconscious value hierarchy driving their behavior. Successful marketing doesn't change values. It links your offering to existing ones. If someone values family above all, don't sell fitness directly. Explain how fitness provides more energy for their children. This alignment transforms marketing from manipulation into genuine service. In our connected world, strong word of mouth can slash marketing budgets while driving rapid growth. Traditional advertising fails as consumers research online, consult friends, and read reviews before buying. Being remarkable means genuine excellence. Oversubscribed businesses invest in existing customers first. Satisfied clients become your marketers. Google's early success wasn't just superior technology, but a counterintuitive decision, launching with an unmonetized landing page. While competitors crammed pages with ads, Google offered only a logo and search bar. Pages loaded in seconds, remarkable when competitors took 10, 30 seconds. Personal brands carry extraordinary power. Richard Branson has millions of followers, while Virgin has hundreds of thousands. People connect 20 times more with personalities than corporations. Your online reputation determines your opportunities. Unlike pre-internet days when mistakes faded, Google never forgets. Assume every important meeting begins with a Google search. Bad results mean fewer opportunities. Good results attract more, and no results ensure you'll always compete on price. Real power lies in making customers chase you. When you create genuine value and treat capacity as precious, you become the option people wait for.